Act 2. Noah.
I have been moved to strike man diversely since I left Adam in this same earthly mansion. For why, he hath done to me displeasures many, and will not amend his life in any condition. No respect hath he to my word nor monition, but doth what him lust, without discreet advisement, and will in no wise take mine advertisement. Cain hath slain Abel, his brother, an innocent, whose blood from the earth doth call to me for vengeance. My children with men so carnally consent, that their vain working is unto me much grievance. Mankind is but flesh in his whole dalliance. All vice increaseth in him continually. Nothing he regardeth to walk unto my glory. My heart abhorreth his wilful misery, his cankered malice, his cursed covetousness, his lusts lecherous, his vengeable tyranny, unmerciful murder and other ungodliness. I will destroy him for his outrageousness, and not him only, but all that on earth do steer, for it repenteth me that ever I made them here.
Most gentle Maker, with his frailness somewhat bear, man is thy creature, thyself cannot say nay. Though thou punish him to put him somewhat in fear, his fault to knowledge, yet seek not his decay. Thou mayst reclaim him, though he goeth now astray. And bring him again of thy abundant grace to the fold of faith, he acknowledging his trespass.
Thou knowest I have given to him convenient space, with lawful warnings, yet he amendeth in no place. The natural law which I wrote in his heart, he hath outraced, all goodness putting apart. Of health the covenant which I to Adam made, he regardeth not, but walketh a damnable trade.
All this is true, Lord. I cannot thy words reprove. Let his weakness yet thy merciful goodness move.
No weakness is it, but wilful working all that reigneth in man through mind diabolical, he shall have therefore like as he hath deserved.
Lose him not yet, Lord, though he hath deeply swerved. I know thy mercy is far above his rudeness, being infinite, as all other things are in thee. His folly, therefore, now pardon of thy goodness, and measure it not beyond thy godly pity. Esteem not his fault farther than help may be, but grant him thy grace, as he offendeth so deeply, thee to remember, and abhor his misery. Of all goodness, Lord, remember thy great mercy, to Adam and Eve, breaking thy first commandment. Them thou relievest with thy sweet promise heavenly, sinful though they were, and their lives negligent. I know that mercy with thee is permanent, and will be ever so long as the world endure. Then close not thy hand from man, which is thy creature. Being thy subject, he is underneath thy cure. Correct him thou mayest, and so bring him to grace. All lieth in thy hands, to leave or to allure, bitter death to give, or grant most sovereign solace. Utterly from man avert not then thy face, but let him savour thy sweet benevolence, somewhat, though he feel thy hand for his offence.
My true servant, Noah, thy righteousness doth move me somewhat to reserve for man's posterity. Though I drown the world, yet will I save the lives of thee and thy wife, thy three sons and their wives, and of each kind too, to maintain you hereafter.
Blessed be thy name, most mighty merciful Maker. With thee to dispute, it were inconvenient.
Why dost thou say so? Be bold to speak thy intent.
Shall the other die without any remedy?
I will drown them all for their wilful, wicked folly, that man hereafter thereby may know my power, and fear to offend my goodness, day and hour.
As thy pleasure is, so might it always be. For my health thou art and soul's felicity.
After that this flood have had its raging passage, this shall be to thee my covenant everlasting. The seas and waters so far nevermore shall rage, as all flesh to drown, I will so temper their working. This sign will I add also to confirm the thing, in the clouds above as a seal or token clear, for safeguard of man, my rainbow shall appear. Take thou this covenant for an earnest confirmation of my former promise to Adam's generation.
I will, blessed Lord, with my whole heart and mind.
Farewell then, just Noah. Here leave I thee behind.
Most mighty Maker, ere I from hence depart, I must give thee praise from the bottom of my heart. Whom may we thank, Lord, for our health and salvation, but thy great mercy and goodness undeserved? Thy promise in faith is our justification, as it was Adam's when his heart therein rested, and as it was theirs which therein also trusted. This faith was grounded in Adam's memory, and clearly declared in Abel's innocency. Faith in that promise old Adam did justify, in that promise faith made Eve to prophesy, faith in that promise proved Abel innocent, in that promise faith made Seth full obedient, that faith taught Enos on God's name first to call, and made Methuselah the oldest man of all. That faith brought Enoch to so high exercise that God took him up with him into paradise. Of that faith the want made Cain to hate the good, and all his offspring to perish in the flood. Faith in that promise preserved both me and mine, so will it all them which follow the same line. Not only this gift thou hast given me, sweet Lord, but with it also thine everlasting covenant, of trust for ever, thy rainbow-bearing record, never more to drown the world by flood inconstant, making the waters more peaceable and pleasant. Alack, I cannot to thee give praise condign, yet will I sing here with heart meek and benign.
Then in a great voice he begins an antiphon. O Orion's splendour! Falling upon his knees, while the chorus follows with instruments.
O most orient clearness, and light shining of the sempiternal brightness, O clear sun of justice and heavenly righteousness, come hither and illumine the prisoner sitting in the dark prison and shadow of eternal death.